This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave, ESTIC 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Prime Minister is now addressing the gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi also launched 1 lakh crore rupees Research, Development and Innovation RDI Scheme Fund to give a major boost to the R&D ecosystem in the country. The scheme aims to promote a private sector-driven research and development ecosystem in India. And now we go over live to Bharat Mandapam, where the Prime Minister is addressing the event.
Conclave ke liye anek anek shubhkamnaye bhi deta hu. Sathiyo, 21st century ka ye daur सबसे अभूतपूर्व बदलावों का दौर है. आज ग्लोबल ऑर्डर में हम एक नए शिफ्ट को विटनेस कर रहे हैं. बदलाव की एक गति लीनियर नहीं बल्कि एक्सपोनेंशियल है. इस सोच के साथ आज भारत इमर्जिंग साइंस टेक्नोलॉजी और इनोवेशन से जुड़े इन सभी एस्पेक्ट को आगे बढ़ा रहा है, उस पर निरंतर फोकस कर रहा है. अब जैसे एक उदाहरण है रिसर्च फंडिंग का, आप सब जय जवान जय किसान के विजन से लंबे अरसे से परिचित रहे हैं. रिसर्च और फोकस करते हुए हमने उसमें जय विज्ञान और जय अनुसंधान भी जोड़ा है.
President Draupadi Murmu will address a two-day special session of the Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly in Dehradun today, marking the Silver Jubilee of State's foundation. All preparations for the session have been completed. The special session will focus on Uttarakhand's spiritual and cultural heritage, its 25-year development journey, and the prospects for the future. Discussions will center on the state's progress and its roadmap for the years ahead. Indian women's cricket team beat South Africa by 52 runs to win their first ever ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Navi Mumbai last night. Deepti Sharma and Shefali Verma starred with both bat and ball to help India secure a tense win after South Africa had won the toss and elected to bowl.
A victory that will ignite a nation. It will create a legacy for generations of young women to follow. The new champions of the world, India.
Talking to reporters, India's opening batter Smriti Mandhana said that she still can't sink in the feeling of India being the world champion.
I don't know how do I react to that. Still sinking in. Just a very unreal moment, home World Cup, and just to read the champions India, I mean, I just can't. I'm still not able to process it. We had a clear focus on work on our fitness, trying to be better at each and every aspect. But I mean, the super strength of this team is the way everyone's just stuck in and just play for each other. I just can't tell you the way the team environment is, and I think that's really magic.
In Bihar, only one day is left for campaigning in the first phase of the assembly elections. With that, campaigning for the first phase will come to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders of both the NDA and the Grand Alliance have put their full strength into campaigning and woo the voters in support of their respective candidates. Today, in addition to the first phase, an intensive campaign will also be carried out for the constituencies going to polls in the second phase. Leaders of various political parties are reaching out to voters not only through election rallies but also through social media platforms. In Rajasthan, 15 people were killed on the spot and two others seriously injured in road accident in Falodi district yesterday evening. The incident occurred when a tempo traveller crashed into a stationary truck on the Bharatmala Expressway near Mathoda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragedy. Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PM National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. And that is the end of this news bulletin.